First Disciples of Christ, Monday Manna Bible Study, and we are here and we are waiting for YOU. Reverend, I left my iPad in there, so I'm gonna
you're live.
Good thing you didn't say it.
It's on the couch. Yes, I'm live, and I forgot it. I was so busy getting other things that I forgot about my iPad, where I can look on the screen and see how many people are logging on. But we are so glad that you are here on tonight. Amen. Joining us for our Bible study. We are in the book of Numbers. Amen. The book of Numbers. And we are moving right on through the book of Numbers.
That's right. And so we praise God for each of you tonight, and we're certainly grateful. Let us know that you're getting a clear signal. We were running a little bit behind schedule. Lady Kim had us way running late today, but we're going to get through
this. Really? Really, Ron?
So we praise God for each of you. Somebody let us know you're getting a clear signal and that everything is coming through okay. But we praise God for each of you, and this has been a beautiful day today, hasn't it, Lady Kim?
Yes, it has.
And I tell you, it's amazing. This weather is just something different right through here. But I praise God for the good days as well as those cloudy days. I praise Him for the sunshine as well as the rain. And I thank Him for just an opportunity to be able to participate and be a part of what He's yet doing in the earth realm, and for Him including us in that plan. Will you agree with me on that?
Amen.
So we're going to jump right in. We're going to be in the ninth chapter of Numbers, as Lady Kim indicated. But somebody let us know you're getting a clear signal. I don't know if I even turned up all my volumes and all of that. So let us know you're getting a clear signal as we prepare to move forward. God, we're extremely grateful for this day, and we do thank You for our lives. We bless You and we honor You. And we yet give You praise. Thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy, Your peace, Your power, Your protection. And thank You for being God and God alone. Thank You for looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. And God, we pray that even as we have gathered on this Monday night to study Your word, that our faith will increase according to Your word. You said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, God, we believe that our faith is going to indeed increase. So we love You tonight. We honor You and we bless Your name. Thank You for each person that's going to be a part of this time together. And we ask now that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. So we love You and we honor You. And we thank You now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray, and those who love God said amen.
Amen.
All right, let's see. Are we getting a clear signal? It's loud and clear on the ATOP streaming side. Thank you, Minister Al, for that. And so that should be clear for everybody else. Wouldn't you agree, Lady Kim? All right, well, this was an interesting weekend for us. We had a good group of women traveling over this past weekend down to Destin, Florida. Was the weather as good as it is here?
The weather was absolutely phenomenal. I don't think we could have asked for any better weather. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. The sun was shining every day. And not only the SUN was shining, but the SON was shining.
Okay. Well, y'all didn't get a chance to really hear the message because y'all were participating in the worship service yourselves.
That's correct.
And so I said some things about you in that worship service.
So you might need
to go back and listen to
it. I will definitely have to go back and listen.
But it was all good, though, because I told them that normally when you're not, you know, you used to kind of hold me back when I get out of control. And I told them since you were not there,
that you're gonna be all the way
I was gonna be all the way live. So I said, I told Brother Carter, I told him to let me know. I told him to raise his hand if I was getting out of control.
He raised his hand once,
but that was almost at the end when I said I was gonna sing. He said, don't do it. Reverend. But we had a great service yesterday, and I want to start out before we get there. Just tell us a little bit about y'all's experience, because this was a excellent time for y'all to go to Destin, and the weather cooperated with you. Your sister is here, and she's sitting next to us, and you had an enjoyable reunion with her, and it's always good when she comes to town. I think she's looking at some houses and stuff. I'm not sure, but tell us a little bit about what happened. All right, okay. Tell us a little bit about what happened on your trip and anything that we need to be aware of.
We had a wonderful time on the trip. We got there on Thursday, and we ate dinner. And then on Friday, we went shopping. And then we had a meal together also. We had our lunch together. Was it lunch? Mm-hmm. Yes, we had lunch on the beach. And then Friday evening, we had a great time as we had a color party.
Okay.
And we broke up. We were broken up into several different groups, and each of us had a color to display and to bring snacks and treats according to that color. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we had some creative people. Some came in doing a line dance, and some came in blowing whistles, and others came in doing cheers, and I don't know what some of them other folks were doing, but it was funny. And we had some that came in wearing hats, and some with bandanas on. Mm-hmm. So it was some with what are those little shingalings from the belly dances? I don't know.
So y'all really had a great time.
It was fun. We had a lot of fun. Yes, and then we just had a good time.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we had our workshop that was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. As we released and relaxed. But our theme for the retreat was bloom where you're planted. Was that it? I think it was bloom where you're planted.
I believe that's right.
Bloom where you are planted. Faith, purpose, and relationships. That's
okay,
what it was.
Okay.
Faith, purpose, and relationships. And so that's what we focused in on Saturday. And we did a lot of praying and praising and releasing and just had a wonderful time. And then we ate dinner together. And then we got up Sunday morning. We had worship on the beach as Minister Mary Shotwell did an excellent job with her sermon on Dig Deep. And she came from Matthew 28 and 19 through 20 and Ephesians 3 and 20 and Philippians 4, 11 and 12. So we just had a wonderful time in the Lord.
Okay. Now, I believe that Portia have something that she did at the retreat.
Yeah, she was part of the workshop on Saturday when we talked about faith and purpose and relationships. Faith and purpose. She did faith, and then Lynette did purpose, and relationships was done by Brenda Smith.
So y'all had you know, y'all took half of the church with y'all, and particularly my
your amen corner
that's
was gone,
what I'm saying.
But not half the
and
church.
And so but yeah, but they were we had a good crowd on Sunday, and they were present, and we put the picture up on the screen from what Darren had sent.
Oh, okay.
Where y'all had took the picture in the group picture.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so we knew that y'all were getting ready to head back to Memphis, and knew that y'all were having a worship service as well. Mm-hmm. So we were just trying to let y'all know how much we miss y'all, and we're praying for a safe travel back home.
Amen.
Let's bring Portia in on the set and let her tell us a little bit about her title for, well, it's on faith, right? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Come on down. This is, I will let her sister introduce her. Let's see if I can get everything. There we go. All right. Now, go ahead, Lady Kim. Introduction, please.
This is, she needs, let her introduce herself. I have to sneeze.
Wow.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Portia Harper. I'm Kim, Lady Kim's sister. It was a pleasure, and it was also a blessing to be in the midst of the wonderful women from Anointed Temple of Praise at the retreat. I had the blessing and to bring the message forth about faith. Mm-hmm. And basically my message was faith is based from
substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen from Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hebrews 1. And what I expressed was that all through Hebrews, there were characters in the Bible that showed their strong faith.
Okay.
From Samson to Rebecca to Sarah to Moses. And I didn't get a chance to mention it because the Spirit was speaking to me, but it was also the woman who bled for 12 years that mm-hmm. had such extreme faith that all she had to do was touch Jesus, him, and knew that she could be cured. And so my overall message was that use a process for your faith. And okay. that process is to pray, obey, serve, and give back. And give back in various ways, such as tithing in church and helping the poor and talking to someone that may need you and need your ear and need your counsel. Just be in a service to someone else. And you serve, when you serve someone else, you are also serving God, because that's what he's asking us to do. Mm-hmm. So I took all of that and wrapped it into just finally, with our bloom process, you're going to bloom when you have faith, because that helps you to strengthen the trust in God, your belief in the grace that our Lord gave us by providing us his son who sacrificed his life, which is his Jesus' grace. Mm-hmm. And Jesus' grace allows us to serve God and live a fruitful life if we're obedient.
Wow. Amen. Wow. Now, Portia, I didn't tell you you were gonna do all of that, but you did an excellent job. And I'm notorious for putting people on the spot, so.
I know.
Yeah, so, no, but you did an excellent job. And I really appreciate you not saying, well, I'm not going to do it. But you went ahead and did it.
I can't say no to God.
But that was not God talking. That was me.
I know that was you. I'm you just did joking. It, and God told me,
God spoke,
go
and
with
you
it.
Could run yes. with it. All right. He said,
don't you turn it.
Great down. Presentation. Great. Your screen is freezing, Lady Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've been having technical difficulties the past couple of weeks with our Facebook side. But, Portia, excellent job. And I knew that if I asked you to do that, it wouldn't be hard for you to remember what you had shared. Because you had some books and you were preparing yourself
yes.
long before you got here to Memphis.
Yeah.
And so you're in the process, let me turn it back around. You're in the process of just getting ready for moving to Memphis. Is that am I speaking correctly? No.
I'm researching.
Okay.
The process of possibly moving to Memphis.
All right.
But I have to get the word from God first. Okay. That's what he wants me to do.
Okay. Cuz what happened was normally when I go offline or with my comments, I usually just put my foot all the way in my mouth. And that's probably part of what I'm doing tonight. So I'm going to come back to the script. Do we have a script for tonight, Lady Kim?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying? But no, we just wanted to let y'all see, and many of you already know Kim's sister, and she's very important to us, and she's actually a member of ATOP. She joined virtually, and the last time she was here, I expressed to her that she needed to go ahead and place a membership, and she disrupted the whole service and shouted out and said, "I'm already a member." And so she is a member, and she's actively supporting the work of the church and very much engaged in what we are doing. And we hate to see her leave. And when she comes, it seems like the time just gets by so fast, doesn't it, Lady Kim?
Absolutely.
And so we'll be headed to Chicago for Thanksgiving, but we praise God for Portia. Y'all give God some thumbs up for Portia being here with us and how much we appreciate her comments tonight. Look at that. Look at all the hearts
and
all
the
comments. But you're loved here, and we appreciate you, and we hope that you have safe travels when you head back to Chicago on tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Lady Kim, I know you were not here for the worship service. You hadn't had a chance to look at the service on yesterday. We had a great time. Spirit of the Lord was yet present, and God has favorably smiled upon us, and we're grateful for how He continues to sustain us in the worship experience. The spirit was high, and as we said earlier, we missed those who were not present. But we were in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, and that's 17th chapter, verse 32 through 37. Very familiar passage of scripture. That was really the essence of the sermon, talking about David and Goliath and how David was able to overcome. We didn't get into too much detail about the story, but we talked about overcoming the giants in our lives and how just as David was able to overcome Goliath, so we are also able to overcome the giants that we face in our lives. And many times people don't recognize some of the giants that may be hindering them from being productive in their walk with God. But anything that's standing in between you and God is closer to God than you are. And sometimes the enemy disguises our giants by allowing things to happen in our lives to hinder us from moving forward toward the destiny that God has placed upon our lives. And so we find ourselves going around in circles, never reaching the full potential, never reaching the maximum participation or support in the ministry, because other things are standing in between us and God. Mm-hmm. And so I told them on yesterday that if we're going to overcome the giants in our lives, then the first thing we have to do is identify the giant in order to overcome it.
Amen.
And the second thing was, it's a very familiar quote, we have to face it in order to fix it. And then we have to realize that there are more Davids than Goliaths. And so that's key, I believe. And you have to identify the giant. And so even though the Goliath was a 9-foot tall giant, the giants that we see are not 9 feet tall and walking around defying God, but they come in various forms and shapes, and they come in various ways. But anything that tries to prevent us from glorifying God or denying us access to the power and presence of God is a giant, and is hindering us from being who God has called us to be.
Amen.
And so we have to identify it. It might be various forms of giants. We talked about different things that can appear to be looming large in our lives till it takes our eyes off of who we are supposed to worship and who we're supposed to give allegiance to. Because we know that in that scripture, John 10:10, that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. So he wants to steal our dreams. He wants to destroy access to the power and the presence of God. He wants to keep us locked in and confined so that we won't see truly what God is trying to do and where he's trying to take us.
Amen.
And so we have to be aware of that. The other part of that verse, John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come that you might have life, and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
And so we know that the enemy wants to steal everything that Jesus wants to give.
That's right.
And so we have to be mindful of how those giants are in position to hinder and prevent us from moving forward and reaching the destiny that God has for us.
Amen. Amen. That all sounds so good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And identifying our giants is very important, because sometimes we think it's one thing, but, you know, it may be some other underlying factors.
Right, right.
You know? So we have to really be willing to identify what is separating us from what God's ultimate plan and purpose for our life is.
That's right. And so it comes in various forms, as you said. It can be an addiction. It can be a sickness. It can be a number of things. But you have to identify what it is in order to overcome it. You have to actually call it out, so that you might be able to walk freely in the things of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And face it in order to fix it. You know, many times when we see a giant, we sometimes, based upon this story, it looks as if in the natural that there's no way we can overcome it.
Right.
And so I think many times, even in our own lives, we see things in the natural and we say, there's no way I'm going to be able to handle this situation. But we must realize that we have to walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Isn't that right?
That's right.
But a power of love and a sound mind.
Yes.
And so we have to walk into situations saying, God, I can't completely understand this in the natural, but I know you're doing something in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to allow you to work this thing out, even when I don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Amen.
So we have to face it.
Face it.
Sometimes people want to run away from their problems rather than to run to them.
Right.
And that's interesting, isn't it?
Right, right. We never want to run towards our problem. We never want to deal with our problems directly.
Right.
But we have to make sure that we, facing it means that we're dealing with it. We're dealing with it head on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know if I accessed that volume for the control on the sound
mm-hmm.
when I first turned it on, but mm-hmm. we just got to notice that the sound has gone out on Facebook.
Yeah, if it's gone out, that means it was on, but it's gone out, so I don't know what happened
okay.
to it. Now it says, we can still see but can't hear. Maybe check and make sure you're not muted.
Okay. Let me do this. If y'all would bear with me, and I know you probably don't hear what I'm saying, but bear with me. I'm going to check it to make sure that the volume is up, and it might turn it off, but let's see.
The closed caption is usually on too. I don't see the closed caption.
Okay, volume is up. Can y'all hear now? Is that better? Someone let us know if you can hear us.
All right, can
they hear? Sound coming through?
All right. Well, I know on the streaming side they can probably hear. She was saying that was on the
Facebook side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So they can probably hear us on the streaming side.
Okay. All right. Well, that last point is that we have to realize there are more Davids than there are Goliaths. And so, I mean, you know, David had an unusual trust in God, an unusual faith in God, and he was willing to do something that nobody else was willing to do.
Amen.
And so I think when we understand that, then we know that God is at work and that he's doing something special in our lives.
Amen.
They
Amen.
Can't hear it?
No.
Okay. Let me, I'm gonna close it out and come back. You think?
Let me type it in there.
Okay. But that's probably what it was.